And it's occurring to me that that is a unifying frame, perhaps, for explaining moral evil and explaining class, and for how we get out of it, out of this mess. What happened to get us in this mess? What gets us out is understanding it, and that's a pretty good three-word explanation, or four. Children were turned into slaves. Prince's method, the sensuousness of thought, simplifies and unifies our three themes into a single message. Our bodies are our temples and sacred paths, their process of discovery, a mystery made to be completed. The support and love we receive, we are given in order to return it. This is a sacred equation. Balance, Proudhon says so, and so does Prince and Alice. To break this sacred trust is a violation and results in moral evil done to us, which multiplied and expanded by our being turned into slaves, precipitates humanity into an abyss of calamity. When thought is presented with new ideas, as Proudhon argues it must, if it is unconsciously traveling down a wrong road, and we cannot let our sisters and brothers get precipitated into that abyss, is that intervention sensuous? And I think in just reading the first part of this show that I put together, I think we have to say yes. Because what we argued is that thought gets stuck, and the body gets stuck in abuse. And that means if the abuse is a sensuous, in the sense of body-rooted blockage, we have to unblock the body, which Prince saw instantly. And you do not know how much I wish I could ask him now. And if anybody did, how much I wish they'd share with all of us what he said. Our bodies are our temples, and balance is the principle on which we are given, according to which we are given life. And so Proudhon's argument that we need new ideas now because of the truly heinous practice of institutionalizing this abuse requires the getting unstuck of our bodies. So yes, that intervention is sensuous.